Trusting someone is one of the most important traits to master if you want to be successful in your life. While you have decided to bet on yourself, the majority of men out there will continue their boring lives, controlled by their emotions, like weak little leaves in the wind. In fact, for some guys, their graduation from little children to alpha males will be their mastering of their emotions and becoming truly confident. Modern society, however, has seen a shift in what it means to be male, and that is not for the better. Look around any public space and evaluate the men you see. Do any real men notice? We all want to be men, strong, confident, healthy, and male. Sadly, what you'll see are scores of deconditioned men lacking in energy and trust. As a result, they suffer the rest of their lives, home, work, and social life. We know we can be better in the depths, but pride and ego often prevent us from doing anything about it. Progress is further stunted by an overwhelming amount of conflicting and confusing information on how and what it takes for a man to be. Man, provider, leader, the masculine half of our species has many terms to define, but one of the most popular is the very misconstrued idiom, alpha male. Alpha male used to simply mean one who led. It has become synonymous with arrogant, macho, blokey blokes. So instead of a man of compassion and integrity, one who knows who he is and carries himself accordingly, we see an inwardly insecure man who feels the need for one-upmanship and a dick-swinging bravado. The difference between those two contrasting pictures of man is easy to see. The spineless, overweight mouse with low self-esteem? If you don't wish to be one of the categories, then this book is for you. In other words, you want to be the original alpha male, radiating true masculine energy, in shape, full of subtle trust, happy and healthy and comfortable in his skin. Then this book is for you, or the men in your life. In this book, you'll learn how to master the art of trust that will make you the top alpha male in your social or even work circles. Also, you're just a few steps closer to becoming a success in whatever you do and whatever circle you are. What does it mean to be an alpha male? What is an alpha male? If the term confuses you, then allow me to give you the simple understanding of what an alpha male truly is. The concept of an alpha male is something most people misunderstand. Many assume that external factors lead to being an alpha male. To some people, an alpha male is the man that receives the courtesy of all ladies, the man with a great job and happy family, the celebrity, the CEO, the man with finest body structure and six-packs. In other words, if a man has a certain status, position, physical trait, or ability to communicate, then he becomes an alpha. Well, he may have certain traits of an alpha male, but if these traits are used to cover up an inner beta male, he is not necessarily an alpha. In other words, to be truly an alpha male, you need to have the self-confidence and belief that makes you one. There are all those traits within you. You just have to discover them and take them out of their latency. The perception that people have about you is alpha male. It may sound vague, but the truth is it. Most importantly, alpha originates from a strong mind, a mind that most people dream about accomplishing things. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not being seen having incredible muscle and copying. It's about finding your reason for doing so. Whatever you imagine doing, it's got to have a strong enough reason. That's why alpha has a strong sense of being whatever they want to be, and finding the reason for that. True alphas reputed to be strong. It's kind of like a bank account. Having a good reputation doesn't mean you have to agree with every Tom, every Dick, and every Harry